We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, the creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead according to Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, and was spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
O Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us our sins. Amen.
Mercy on us, O God, the Father, Pantocrator, Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in our hardships and tribulations, but you absolve, forgive, admit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed unwillingly, those which have committed unwillingly, those which have committed knowingly, those which have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us the fake of your name which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, not according to our sins. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we do those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
kravus likim de keglisiet if noti amin. Arina chenizuro ne tafinu i vogon ne tafinu i voletu tu moi noti rupie kipievon chenifi owi.
For this holy and precious gift.
Has been confirmed upon us, and the truth of the Lord abides forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Amen.
Shows in Oti Pensotiris of Piacarestus, Jervas in Egon, Avervois in Eron, Afari Eron, Afshop ten Eron, Afti Aso Eron, Afti Tonatin Chahariata, I ono, Sai Ensof on, Marin Turhopo, Sintif Arian and Paso, Finem Otiron Tepon, Hinirin and Jevene Pipantocrator, if choice pen no. If neve choice of no tipi pantocrator, if your temper choice of open no. O pi en sotir in so o spi echeres tos we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Tovin antev notin oinon, antev shenet char, antev sotem eron, antev ervoisen eron, antenet shinim mitivu nemne tov, anten yeso web, antov, antoto, reago nebi asun seo nivin, antev aiten en mepshas, antev urchenti kononia, and ten of Mysterioneth, O Abbot, is more to be quibble and ten in no be.
Lord,
The tree, dear goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All enemy, all temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked man, and the rising up of enemies hidden, and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this holy table and from this holy church that is yours. But those which are good and profitable do provide for us, for they are given the authority to treat in serpents and scorpions upon the power of the enemy.
بارككم يا ربي قدسهم وطهركم وكرمهم يا رب. من غفرتم خطايا غفرت لهم ومن أمسكتموه يا رب عليهم
May your servant and minister of this day, the Higumene, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, may you be absolved from the mouth of the all holy and true, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, the martyr, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, the discourse, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, her martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Bethany, Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 disciples in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest Baba Amba Tawadros II, and his partner, our bishop Amba Bulus, and from the mouth of my abjectus self and the least, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, the Father, and the Son of the Holy Spirit, now and all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Thank you.
Appointed to the Gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his blessings be with us. Amen. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. فإذ لنا روح الإيمان عينه حسب المكتوب أمنت لذلك تكلمت نحن أيضا نؤمن ولذلك نتكلم أيضا عالمين أن الذي أقام الرب يسوع سيقيمنا نحن أيضا بيسوع ويحضرنا معكم لأن جميع الأشياء هي من أجلكم لكي تكون النعمة وهي قد كثرت بالأكثرين تزيد الشكر لمجد الله لذلك لا نفشل بل وإن كان إنساننا الخارج يفنى فالداخل يتجدد يوما فيوما For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. فَإِنَّنَا نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ فِي الْخَيْمَتِينَ إِنَّا مُثْقَلِينَ إِذْ لَنَسْلَ نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَخْلَاهَا بَلْ أَنْ نَلْبَسْ فَوْقَهَا لِكَيْ يَبْتَلَعَ الْمَائِتْ مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ ولكن الذي صنعنا لهذه عينه هو لله الذي أعطانا أيضا عربون الروح. فإذا نحن واثقون كل حين وعالمون أننا ونحن مستوطنون في الجسد فنحن متغربون عن الرب، لأننا بالإيمان نسلك لا بالعيان، فنثق ونصر بالأولى أن نتغرب عن الجسد ونستوطن عند الرب. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade man, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciousness. The grace of God, Father, be with all of you. Amen.
Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable because of the conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when was reviled, did not revile in return, when suffered, did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you are like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Husbands likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as their heirs being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Do not love the world nor the things in the world. The world is passing away and is lost, but he who does love God abides forever. Amen.
Hey, reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to be by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you, and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. والآن أنا أذهب إلى أورشليم مقيدا بالروح لا أعلم ماذا يصادفني هناك أي أن الروح القدس يشهد في كل مدينة قائلا إن وثقنا وشدائد تنتظرني ولكنني لست أحتسب لشيء ولا نفسي ثمينة عندي حتى أتمم بفرح سعيي والخدمة التي أخذتها من الرب يسوع لأشهد ببشارة نعمة الله And indeed, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone, preaching the kingdom of God, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd to the church of the God, which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. ومنكم أنتم سيقوم رجال يتكلمون بأمور ملتوية ليكتسبوا التلاميذ وراءهم. لذلك أسحروا متذكرين أني 3 سنين الليلة ونهارا لم أفتر عن أن أنذر بدموع كل واحد. والآن أستودعكم يا أخوتي لله ولكلمة نعمته القادرة إن تبنيكم وتعطيكم ميراثا مع جميع القديسين فضة أو ذهبا أو لباسا أحد لم أشتم. You yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Then they all wept freely and fell on the Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all of the words which he spoke, that they would see this, his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 7th day of Passover of Tools.
May God begin in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 171 AM, 454 AD, the Blessed Father sent this course, the 25th Pope of Alexandria departed. He was born in Alexandria and was educated in its theological school. When he displayed brilliancy in his studies, Cyril the First, 24th Patriarch, admired him and appointed him as his private secretary. This great position did not preoccupy the saint from studying and reading, but was always searching in the works of the fathers. This father was enthroned on the throne of Saint Mark on the 2nd of Misra, year 160 M, as a successor to Pope Cyril the First, the pillar of faith. Peace and tranquility prevailed in the church during the first 5 years of his papacy. During the reign of the Orthodox Emperor Theodosius II, the younger or the less, Pope Discordus presided over the Second Council of Ephesus. In August of 449 AD, after the council had heard Eutychius' confessions orally and in writing and his declaration of the Orthodox faith of Saint Athanasius and Cyril, and that he abandoned what he had claimed before, that the Godhead absorbed the manhood of Christ and after he had declared his repentance and his faith in Jesus Christ, one nature out of two natures. The council accepted his repentance and restored him back to his clerical post and his monastery. The council also condemned and deposed Flavian, Patriarch of Constantinople, along with six other bishops for their Nestorian belief, which stated that the Lord Christ has two natures after the union. Flavian united with Leo, Bishop of Rome, against his discourse and sent discourse convened a council in Alexandria in which he deposed Leo, Bishop of Rome, for adhering to the Nestorian ideology of Flavian. Emperor Theodosius died in the year 450 AD, and Marcian reigned after him, who had married Pulcheria, Theodosius' second sister. Marcian inclined to believe in the ideology of Nestor. Pulcheria was known by her craftiness and deception. She feared the influence and power of Pope Discorus and worked on weakening his position. Leo, Bishop of Rome, took the opportunity of the reign of Marcian over Constantinople and sent him a letter complaining in it about Discorus, who deposed him and asked to convene a council to discuss the faith of the church again. Emperor Marcian was directed by his wife Pulcheria to reply by agreeing to convene the council. He convened a preliminary council in the imperial palace in Constantinople, which was attended by Pope Discorus. They tried to pressure Discorus to agree on the tome of Leo, which confirmed the two natures and the two wills of Christ after the union. Pope Discorus refuted this with courage, saying, "We should not add to the faith of the Father or take away from it, that Christ, as our fathers taught us, in one in nature, in essence and will." Quoting Pope Cyril, he said, "The hypostatic union of the Word of God with the flesh is like the union of the soul with the body, and like the union of fire and iron. Even as they are of two different natures, by their union they became one." As a result, the evil Empress Pulcheria assaulted him, extended her hand and smitten him violently. Then the men of the palace attacked and beaten him until they uprooted two of his teeth and plucked the hair of his beard. Saint Discord remained calm while saying, "For your sake we are killed all the day long." He took the fallen teeth and the hair and sent them to his flock in Alexandria with a message said in it, "This is the outcome of my struggle for the sake of faith." Later on, a council was convened by the order of Emperor Marcian in the city of Chalcedon, which is nearby Constantinople, in the year 451 AD. They used intimidation and pressure against Discorus and the Coptic bishops. During the first session of the council, it was provided to the soundings of Pope at Discorus' tent. They closed the session for the council to reconvene in 5 days. Nevertheless, 3 days later, a session was convened, was attended by representative of the Bishop of Rome and some of the bishops that in agreement with him. They prevented Saint Discorus from attending the session by placing guards around the place of his residence, and also the representative of the Emperor of the Doges did not attend. During this session, they approved Leo's faith in the two nature and the two wills of the Lord Christ and deposed Discorus in abstinence. Pope Discorus asked for the resolution of the council. After he read it before his bishops, they found it contradictory to the Orthodox faith. He wrote at its foot that he excommunicated this doctrine and everyone who believed in it, then returned it to them. When they saw the excommunication written on it, they became angry and sent it to Emperor Marcian. He was enraged and wanted to kill Discorus, but when he realized the danger of doing that, he changed his mind of slaying Discorus and decided instead to exile him to the island of Kagra. He stayed there for 5 years, teaching and healing its people until he departed to the heavenly glory in the year 454 AD, the church gave him the title the champion of the orthodoxy. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also, in the year 1200 AM, Pope Ioannis 93rd Pope of Alexander the Parthian. His father was born in the city of Nekada, province of Quena. His parents raised him in a true Christian's upbringing. When he grew, he longed for the monastic life. He went to the monastery of the Virgin, which is known as Deir al-Maharra, where he became a monk. He grew in virtue and asceticism, so they ordained him a priest. When the papal throne became vacant after the departure of Pope Michael IV, the bishop and the people chose his father. They consecrated him patriarch by the name of Ioannis on the 23rd of Baramoda, year 1196 AM. When he was enthroned, he shepherded the Christian people with the best of care. He remained on the throne for 3 years and 4 months, teaching and spreading the Holy Scriptures and uprightness. When he finished his handover, departed in peace and was buried in the Church of the Virgin, Babylon, Old Cairo, the blessing of his baby with us all, amen. On this day also, Saint Rebecca, Rifa, and her 5 children, Saint Agathon, Peter, John, Amun, and child Amuna, were martyred. During the reign of Emperor Diocletian, year 303 to 305 AD, they were from Comella, district of Cus. When they heard that Emperor Diocletian had ordered to persecute the Christians to the close of the churches, they stood up all night in prayer. They entreated the Lord Christ to have mercy on his people, to lift up all evil away from them. While they were praying, the angel of the Lord appeared to them to announce to them that they will receive the crown of martyrdom in the name of the Lord Christ. The saints rejoiced at this vision, and they rose up early and gave all their possessions to the poor and released all their servants. They came to the city of Cus and confessed their faith in Christ before Dionysius, the governor. He tortured them severely, starting with their mother, who bore the torture patiently and with joy, and then he tortured the 5 children. She strengthened her children and encouraged them to endure the tortures. When he was weary of torturing them, he was advised by those around him to send them to Alexandria so that they might not lead other people in their city astray, for they were loved by everyone. Because of them, many confessed their faith in the Lord Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. When they brought the saint before Arminius, the governor of Alexandria, who was in a city called Shobra, nearby the city of Damanhur, and learned about their story, he ordered them severally by the hembazine. Then he cast them in a cauldron filled with a boiling oil. Through all these tortures, the Lord Christ strengthened them and raised them whole. The governor and all his people became weary, so he ordered to behead them with a sword and to have their bodies thrown in the sea. They cut their heads off and they received the crown of martyrdom. They placed their bodies in a boat to cast them in the sea. The Lord sent forth his angel to a rich man from Nakraha, which is a village nearby Damanhur, told him about the saints and commanded him to take their body. The man, who excellently glad, he came to where the bodies were, gave the soldiers much silver and took the holy bodies, and he laid them in the church. God manifested from their relics many signs and wonders. When the village of Nakraha by time was ruined, by they relocated the bodies to another town called Di. When it was also ruined, a monk moved the bodies from there to the city of Sombat, where there is now a church known as Sitrifa and her 5 children. Many visit this church every year to receive their blessing. The body of the saint are still in this church till the present time. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 121 AM, the righteous Holy Father Abba Severianus, Bishop of Gabala in Greece, departed. The saint was well educated in many subjects. After the departure of his parents, who left him a great wealth, he built a guest house for the strangers, the poor, and the afflicted. He distributed the rest of his money to the poor and the needy. When it was reported to Emperor Honorius, he was pleased, and he invited Severian and asked him to stay with him in this place. When Saint Severian saw that everyone honored him, he worried about losing his labor. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and commanded him to go to the city of Gabala. There he dwelt in a monastery headed by the saintly monk Emperor Theodosius. Had another monastery renovated for him to live in. He became a comfort for many souls, and he continued to teach and instruct the monks until they became saints like angels. God performed many wonders and miracles at his hands. The daughter of the governor of Gebala had an evil spirit dwelling in her, and he casted that evil spirit off her. The bishop of the city of Gebala learned in a vision that Saint Severian would succeed him on his chair. He told this to these people after his departure. They consecrated him bishop of Gebala, and he made every conceivable effort to care for his people, that many believed at his hand, from the Jews, pagans, and the succors. He wrote many valuable discourses, homilies, and heard sermons, which still exist in the church books till now. When he grew old, reaching the age of 100 years, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and informed him of the day of his departure from this world. He commanded his people and then departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Is more than a posse. Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to St. Leon upon the apostles, many prompt righteous men have desired to see what you see and not seen them, and to hear which you don't have not heard them. But as for I for the see and you for the hear, may be worthy to hear to act according to the holy gospel to the prayer of you, O saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our Master Rabbi and us to remember this supplication and prayer which have happened to Lord our God, those every fun and asleep repose them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Christos epshois niaro unemni moi minemni sitinemni carpos alle
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the Prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders, and makes their families like a flock, the righteous see it and rejoice. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, the King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd.
Glory be to God.
The crown of the year with your goodness, O Lord. Fai ere pior ere prepinaf nempe fioten arathos nembim nevma eth oef gentino nemcha ene jefes marot jefiot nemshiri nembim nevma eth oef Dietere jaset gike vol, nostem mosten ti ones. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered with his spirit, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory, just living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, the Son, who is worshipped, glorified, and spoke with the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, will confess one baptism for remission of sins.
For the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Amen. Es muere en paz. God, the Redeemer, now formed man in incorruption,
and death, which in the world through the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and holy apostolic graces.
Lord have mercy.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our heart with your peace, clean up from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellect, and make our worthy your master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Give one another the holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer, 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 in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. A mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you, O
and with your spirit.
Where are your hearts?
We have them with the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is me.
Axion kezinke o Axion kezinke un Anisos garchenum esmi Axion kezinke un. O you who are my soul, Lord God of joy, being before the judges and reigning forever, who dwelt in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them. The Father of all Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated and
before whom stand the angel, the archangel, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominion, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are your own who stand the sherub beam full of seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing. Sangai.
Worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Holy, holy, holy indeed, O Lord our God, who formed us, created and made a paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always with us your holy prophets, and in the light you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, through your only begotten Son, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Incarnate and became, and to the way of salvation he granted us breath from on high through water and spirit. He made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world, and gave himself up for our salvation unto death, which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense, on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, in aning echeri, impainishti emesterayun, enteti metestesis. If se jara pive moham pi on chem pi kosmos. He took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life-giving.
We believe that this is true.
He looked our heaven to you, God, who are his Father and Master of everyone, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed them, and he sanctified it. He broke it and gave it to his own holy disciples and the apostles, saying, take it of it of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true.
Likewise, also the cup after supper remixed with wine and water, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed them, and he sanctified them.
Amen. Again, we believe, we confess, and we glory for
and give it also to his own holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take, drink of it of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This is due remembrance of me.
This is also true.
You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim your holy resurrection and ascension into the heavens. We confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, O Lord, and we entreat you,
therefore, as we also commemorate the Holy Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, he's sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, also full of glory. We offer unto you your gifts from what is yours, for every condition concerning every condition, and in an every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you.
Let us attend.
Amen. And this bread he makes into his holy body. Cup also into the precious blood of the new covenant. Giving for the remission of the eternal life for those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Mother, to birthday of your holy and to perfection of our soul, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body, one in spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have listened in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church. This which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with the Orthodox bishops who are in her forevermore. Remember, O Lord, our blessed Father, the Archbishop Baba Amba Tawdru II, and his patron, the legend of our father, the Bishop Amba Bulus. And those who are defined the word of truth with him, grant them unto you, your holy church, to shepherd, flock, and be remembered, O Lord, the Orthodox, Hegemon, priests, and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants, and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, Lord, the safety of this peace which is used in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord,
and those who dwell here in God, faith graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the cedars, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May it be abundantly watered, and in these fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who treat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you. For you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give it food to all flesh. Fill our hearts. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too
having sufficient in everything, always may abandon every good deed. Remember, Lord, those who have brought on this gate, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
So, Lord, I command you of your only begotten Son, we share commemoration of you, saints. Graciously, I warn the Lord to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Raja consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and perversion, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, that And Saint John the Firm Baptist, the martyr, that Stephen Harding, the pro-martyr, that Saint Mark the Evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr, the patriarchs of the Church of Discordus, Saint as the Apostolic, Saint Peter, Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sophie, Saint Odysseus, Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, Saint Cyrus, Saint Battle, the Gregory, the Angelogian, the Gregory, the Wonderworker, the Gregory, the Armenian, the 318, and Sibylline, and the Nicaea, the 150, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abantoni, and our righteous Father, Abba Paul, and the three son of Macari, and all the children, the carols bearers. Our Father, Abba John Degamin, our righteous Father, Abba Bishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our Father, the Patriarch, Pope Kirillus, the Saint, our Deacon, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your sins, through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the name of our Holy Father, the Patriarch, who have fallen asleep. O Lord, reward their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Dos, O Lord, whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the earth.
to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
And lead us through down the way into your kingdom, that as in this world, so in all things your great and holy name be glorified. Blessed and exalted in everything, honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also made a worthy enough to stand in his holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to be worthy of the communion and partaking of a divine and immortal mysteries. The holy body. And the precious blood.
And your precious blood.
Of his cry, the Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen.
Sinner, the forethought salvation and heavenly articulate sacrifice, that in divine body and the precious blood of your Christ, that has become for us purification, salvation, grace, and forgiveness of sins. So that with gratefulness we may cry unto you, O Holy Father, who art in the heavens, and saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thou be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Ασκήφαλα Σιμών το Κυραίο εκκλεινά τι
εν όποιον σου ο Κύριε
ασκήφα πρόσωμη εν σωμιταβόβαμι.
Is more in a pause. واذكر يا رب ضعفي أنا أيضا وفي لي خطاياي الكثيرة. Remember all congregation land.
Save them in and with your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The Son of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the All Holy Father, one is the All Holy Son, one is the All Holy Spirit.
Hear in imposi. The holy body and the honored true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The holy honored body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The of Emmanuel, our God, this is an truth. Amen.
Amen, I believe.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe. And confess the life bread that is life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos. Saint Mary, he made one divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration, with no confession before Pontius Pilate, he gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity pardoned not from humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye, given for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that it is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all the Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord have mercy.
Doxa sikireye, doxa sikireye, alleluia, alleluia. our Lord, your goodness, O Lord. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Alleluia, alleluia. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, O Lord. Praise Him according to the multitudes of His greatness. Alleluia, alleluia. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, O Lord. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Alleluia, alleluia. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness, O Lord. Praise Him with psaltery and harp. Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Pio, O Fabin, no TP, Alleluia, Isos, P. Echeristos, Epshiri, Emev, no Tisotem, Eron, O Naina.
يا ملاك عزيز ريح الصاعد العلو اذكرنا امام الرب يغفر لنا خطايانا.
المجد لله في الاعلى ارض السلام الناس وسر امين. الليل يا ذوك سابت ريك ايوك اجيب نظماتي كان انكاي كاستوسيون استوني اون امن تنوشي فولفكو اموشي اوبن شوي سيسوس بريستوس اسمو بيكلو من تيتي روم به تنتكمت اخريستوس بشوسني ارو اون امني مومين امني سيتين امني كاربو سكيمون اون اي ناين كيريالي سون كيريالي Eison, Kyrie, Flogison, Aminis, more heroes, Timetania, Coni, Evel, Coempi, Esmo, Aminis,
May our words be praised, thanks to our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we do for those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen.
ابن صلى المسيح وشركته موهبته وتروح القدس تكون مع جماعكم. امدوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون مع جماعكم. تعيشوا وتصلوا.